So her father would take a metal rod from its place under the gun and fasten a piece of clean cloth on its end. He stood the bottom end of the gun in a frying pan beside the fireplace and poured boiling water from the tea kettle into the gun. Then quickly he dropped the metal rod in and rubbed it up and down, the hot water blackened with powder smoke spurted out through the little hole on which the cap was placed when the gun was loaded and ready to shoot. The cap was made of a metal called brass, with a small piece of high-quality gunpowder used to fire the gun.